Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler, who does lots of reporting for us and recently been taking a look at the race to replace, if anyone could replace, Barbara Mikulski, who's retiring at the end of this year. Karen, what's happening in that race?
Well, it looks like we have a real neck-and-neck race between Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Montgomery County and Congresswoman Donna Edwards of Prince George's and Anne Arundel County. That polls suggest that they're running very closely together. However, when you press down a little further between them, they're both the same age. They're both very smart, very talented. But Van Hollen is considered a team player, and Edwards is considered a loner. And that may make the difference.
By her colleagues.
By her colleagues, as well
and
as...
And by the Washington Post, we should say.
And by the Congressional Black Caucus, which declined to endorse her last month. I mean, we should say this is this race. Of course, Mikulski is one of the relatively few women members of the Senate. If Edwards were to be elected, she would be the only African-American woman in the Senate and certainly the first one from Maryland. And so it's a very historic thing. But she, over the years, has made so many enemies, both at home. Prince George's County Executive Rushen Baker endorsed Van Hollen. And on the
Montgomery
Hill.
County
and Montgomery County Isaiah Leggett endorsed Van Hollen, who is that makes more sense because he's from there. Even so, I think this could make the difference in a close race. Who's got the buddies to get the vote out?
Yes, and the point that was made by the Post and has sort of been validated by your reporting goes to the importance of being a team player.
Absolutely, and just being, I mean, when people say she's not even nice, she's kind of unpleasant to deal with. But yes, on Capitol Hill, personal relationships are everything. And even Barbara Mikulski, who, Lord knows, was not the kindest little sweetheart in the world, she knew how to work with her colleagues, particularly her women. She's the Dean of Women in the Senate and has, over the years, established a very social relationship with these ladies that helps when she needs their votes.
You know, I wonder if Congresswoman Edwards hasn't gotten the message, actually. I saw her the other night on the Bill Maher show on television, and she was very thoughtful and calm and didn't engage in any of the kind of things you hear about her, but who knows what's going on there?
Well, I saw her at a campaign rally a couple weeks ago, and, you know, relatively small number, 30 people, almost all women of a certain age. But they're prominent. They're all into this sort of sisterhood thing. And she was great. I mean, they were just screaming for her. How far can she build that, though, is the question.
Well, and as always, it's about turnout.
And, you know, Baltimore is kind of the battleground because neither candidate is from here and it's up for grabs. It's ground game.
Well, as we always say, we'll see what happens and what the voters want. Thank you very much, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.